Want to welcome you back inside our KCII Sports Studios in downtown Washington. You're tuned in to the PM Sports page on the one to count on for today's local sports coverage, KCII. Good evening. My name is Nate Gonner. Happy to have you along for the show as it is now time for the announcement of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And we've got a familiar face on the program this week as it is Sarah Nackis. She just completed her sophomore year at Washington High School and a part of the Demon Girls golf team as she is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. And Nackis successfully defended her Class 4A individual title last week at the Coldwater Links course in Ames. She earned medalist honors with a 36-hole performance of 12 over 154, besting the field by 9 strokes. Also, the Demon Girls golf team captured their second straight Class 4A team title, scoring a meet low 715 strokes, 13 strokes ahead of the Fairfield Trojans for the championship. And for the first time, Sarah is a three-time Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week award winner. That's the first that we've had in this program's history. And we want to welcome in Sarah Nackis, our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week. Sarah, good to see you again. Thank you so
Me
much
too.
For the time. And, you know, I think it's so cool that you have been able to accomplish something so great that some, you know, most kids want to accomplish it, you know, just once. You've been able to accomplish it twice in your 2 years as a golfer. Take me through, you know, last week and getting back to being an individual and team state champion.
Well, it was just like what we did last year. Put in a lot of extra time outside, especially before the golf meet, state meet, going into it. I think the biggest thing and why we were successful is because we don't think about, like, the ending. Like, the possibility of a state championship, we take it one stroke at a time. That's what Mr. Cole always told us. It's just one stroke at a time. The most important shot is the next one. And I think when you have that, in mind, it puts it, it's not as nerve-wracking because you're trying to put the state championship on the line. It's just this next shot, and I think you perform better if you keep that in your head.
That being said, you had to feel a little bit of pressure coming back as you being the individual state champion, the team being the team state champion. Did you ever feel pressure throughout the year to live up to those high expectations?
Yeah, I think this year, especially coming off of last year and how awesome that season was, the expectations were really high. And I think I use that pressure as kind of a motivation to practice harder, practice smarter, actually. I mean, it's not really the quantity, it's more quality. So, like, practicing more on shots, practicing what I'm not good at, and the shots that I know I need to have in my bag. So if, you know, the situation ever comes up, I'm ready to take on any situation on the course. And I think I use that pressure as a tool to motivate me.
You were lucky enough to have a lot of pieces from last year's team back this
mm-hmm.
year, and I think that had to help. You know, take me through the comparisons of last year's team and this year's team and how that, if there was any correlation to help you get back.
Well, last year, like I said, it was so awesome. I think we got a taste of the victory, and we wanted it back. And I think we knew, losing Sarah Way obviously was a huge loss. I mean, that was a tough blow. But we knew we had Brenna Burlingame and Megan Strabla to step up, and even Allison Vogel at times to step up, and we knew they'd score well. It just it was awesome to see, and Brenna Burlingame's improvement from last year to this year was awesome because she became a lot more consistent. And the first day of state, if she wouldn't have shot the 89, we wouldn't have been sitting in first by 18 strokes. So, I mean, that improvement was there. Deanna improved a lot from last year. I think everyone showed some type of improvement. And Megan Strabla, she went from having her score not count at all last year to having it count almost every single time. Allison, I know because I golfed with her a little bit last summer. I know that she improved, and especially it being her first time ever in competition. I thought she showed up and she did awesome. I mean, it's a state meet. I knew she was a little bit nervous going into it, and I knew she was not happy with her score the first day, but she came back the second day and her score counted. And I was so happy for her because that's a tough thing to do, especially because she's never been in competition.
We're touching base with Sarah Nackis, just completed her sophomore year at Washington High School on part of the girls' golf team. She is our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCI. I know that you're competing against the course a lot of times in golf, but you got to see some familiar faces up in Ames. Fairfield was there. Mount Pleasant was there. In fact, the Panthers beat you guys during the district round to get to state. What was it like, you know, going toe-to-toe once again with the big bad boys of the Southeast Conference?
It's always nice to see familiar faces. Sometimes it's hard to play with girls that you've never known before because it's just hard to get conversation started. You know, like the first day, I think we started out with both Fairfield and Mount Pleasant in our groups that you play with. And it was, I loved it. I really did. I love being able to play with girls that I know, especially on the first day of the meet, because you can tell everyone's a little bit nervous. There's anxiety there. And I think when you see familiar faces, when you know people that you're playing with, it just calms you down. And playing with them, and they're the best competition there, obviously, besides Wallert. They were our biggest competition, and I think it's very important that you play against your toughest competition so you know where they're at and you can measure where you're at going into the second day.
Unlike football, unlike basketball, the venues change for mm-hmm. state golf, and I think that's what's most impressive about your two-time state championship as an individual, because you conquered Marshalltown's American Legion course last year, and then you conquered the Cold Links course in Ames. For you, which one was the tougher course to capture a state title?
I would say the Links course, because Marshalltown was hard. It was very long, especially for a girl, and most girls don't hit it very long at all. But the thing with the Links course is you're not used to playing that at all. I mean, the Marshalltown, it had the same type of fairways that we're used to playing on around here, the same type of greens, whatever, and, you know, the same, it looks the same. Well, we step out onto Ames at Coldwater, and there's no trees. Instead of trees, there's all this native grass and fescue and hazards and water, and then you have bunkers that we're not used to playing in, fairway bunkers, I mean, just in the middle of the fairway. So I think it was tougher because there was more trouble to get into than there would have been at Marshalltown.
Yeah, and we're touching base with Sarah Nackis, sophomore on the Washington Demon Girls golf team. She joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week on the PM Sports page, AM and FM KCI. We're to Hedge Above Lawn Care's question about core values, and I know at this point your perseverance and hard work, it shows, you know, you being a two-time state champion, but how were those two able to capture a second state title for you?
Well, perseverance is just like I said, you have a bad shot, you have a bad round, and you're going to have to let it roll off your back. You cannot let it affect the rest of your round. And hard work is just simply putting in the work in order to get better, to see improvement. And I think I've seen that now pay off 2 years in a row. And you know, that's what I'm just going to keep doing, just keep working as hard as I possibly can.
Now, for those listening to this at home, we are recording this interview on Monday because Ms. Nackis is very busy this week. Tomorrow, she's actually going to be heading to Coldwater Links course up in Ames again to play in the state co-ed tournament with Dalton Myers. You got to play with him last year and have kind of gotten to see his game evolve. You two being sophomores, going to be juniors next year. What are your thoughts on Dalton's game and your anticipation playing with him?
I'm excited to play with him because, well, I played with him in a few best shots this summer, and I see, like, if I have a good drive, and if I just put him in the right, to go for the pin or whatever, he can get him really close. And with his length, it's really nice because I'm hitting like 100 yards out shot, 100 yard out shot, because he can hit it so far, and that's not what I'm used to, but anything that's closer is obviously a better percentage, you know, shot. I think we go really well together, and the good thing is we're the same age, so we can play each year. And last year I think we got 7th and 8th maybe, and we did not play well at all. So, and we're going against 4A and 5A, and I think we ended up shooting like an 83 last year. We just did not play well, and Webster City was a hard course. Very narrow, and we both tend to go to the right a little bit, I think, so that kind of gave us some issues, but I'm really looking forward to it. I think we can score really well on this course, especially that I've played it before, so I can tell them, you know, where not to hit it, obviously. So I'm excited.
You know, championships aren't won during the season. They're won in off-season work, and I know that you're playing, it seems like, 10 months out of the year, or as long as there's not snow on the ground, you're playing golf. What does your summer consist of this year with golf?
Well, this year, I'm more focused on getting into bigger tournaments, more the AJGA-rated ones, you know, getting out there more in, like, the regional, not more just state play, like Midwest. I will still play in some here, but in between, you know, the bigger tournaments, it's a busy summer, and I think, but that's what I love about it. I'm always playing golf, and that it's a sport that I love. It's a sport that I want to do and continue through college, and I think the fact that I do play almost year round, even though we're in Iowa, helps me a lot, especially going into high school season the summers before.
You're going into your junior year of high school, and I hate to ask this question because we just got started with summer, but do you have any goals for yourself academically, athletically, as you head into your junior year?
Academically, I mean, I'm a pretty good student, so I guess just keep up those study habits. I'm pretty good at time management, so I know, you know, when to leave the course and go study, so because if you can't keep up your grades, then you can't play anyways, so I just keep up the good steady habits. Athletically, I want to see myself improve in my short game. My chipping, you know, it's about 65%, 70% chance that I'm going to get it close, but you got to be better than that. And you got to know almost every single time if you miss a green, you're going to end up with a par because your chipping is just that good.
The fact that she is just so focused as a sophomore, you know, heading into her junior year is just impressive. Sarah Nackis, a three-time winner of our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week, a two-time state champion, that's more important. She joins us as our Hedge Above Lawn Care Athlete of the Week here on the PM Sports page, AMF, MKCII. Sarah, congratulations on everything.
Thank you.
Want to wish you the best of luck this
Thank
summer.
Thank you.
This week's Honorable Mention Athlete of the Week comes to us from the baseball diamond in Highland senior Spencer Whelan. As Spencer came into the week leading all classes of baseball in stolen bases with 23, actually had 7 stolen bases alone in a 10-4 win on Friday night against Columbus. And the Huskies were out to a 6-3 start as of Saturday. They are in action tonight against Lisbon. Friday, they are going to be taking on West Burlington. So again, congratulations to Spencer Wieland on a fantastic start to his senior campaign and being our honorable mention athlete of the week. And again, congratulations to Sarah Nackis of Washington Community Schools, this week's Hedge Above Lawn Care athlete of the week.